Mishnah Yom is for Thursday, the 24th day of Kislev, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Shneimasar, Mishnah Vov. Mitzvah Chalitza. How does the Chalitza work? Bohu, the Yimitol Veistin, he, that's the brother-in-law, the surviving brother, and his Yevoma, the wife of his deceased brother, come to Veistin. Behein Masin Lo Eitzah Hagenas Lo. And they would advise him appropriately. For example, if he was young and his brother's wife was old, or he was old and she was young, we would suggest don't do yibum. We would suggest they should do chalitza. Shenamar, as it says, v'koru loy zikna iroy v'dibrei lov. The elders of his city shall call for him, and they shall speak to him, i.e. speak to him, tell him, and advise him as to what he should do. If it's not appropriate to do yibum, they should advise chalitza. V'hi omeris, and she, the yibama, will say, Me'ein yibami l'hakim l'achav shem b'Yisrael le'alvei yabmi. My brother-in-law has refused to build a name for his brother among the Jewish people. He did not want to marry me. V'hu omer, and he in the meantime says, L'chafatzti l'kachta, I did not want to take her. U'v'l'shen ha'kodesh ha'ya omerim, and this would all take place, the dialogue in Hebrew. Both the Yavam and the Yavama must say their words in Lashon HaKodesh. V'nikshu yivimto elav leinas kenim. Then the Pasuk says that the sister-in-law, the Yavama, should approach him in front of the eyes of the elders. V'cholzanalo mi'al raglo. And she shall take off the shoe from his foot, v'yorka b'fonav, and spit in front of him. Roik hanir la'dayonim. Says the Mishnah, when the Torah says she shall spit before him, it has to be a spit which is visible by the judges. The judges have to see the spit when the Yavama spits it out of her mouth. And the words la'ene haskenim, therefore, refer also to the spitting. V'ansel v'yamro, kocha ye'osel la'ish, asher la'yibnes be'sachiv. She shall call out and say, so shall be done to the man who will not build the house of his brother. Adkan hoya makrin, thus far would be what the judges would tell the Yavama to read after the chalitza. Uchshehikra Rabbi Hurkanas tachas ha'ela b'kfar etom b'gomras kol ha'parsha. However, once Rabbi Hurkanas had practiced, had used the method of telling the Yavama to read the whole parsha, he did this under a certain tree in Kfar Etom, and he made the Yavama read the rest of the ending of the pasuk, which is V'nikra Shemoi b'Yisrael Beit Chalutzanal, that this place, his name should be known among the Jewish people, that this is the house where the shoe was taken off. When he got the Yavama to read these words as well, once that happened, Hursuku Lios Gomrin. Now the minig, the custom, then spread all around. It was accepted everywhere to read Kol HaParsha, the whole section, including this ending as well. V'nikra Shmo b'Yisrael, that his name should be known amongst the Jewish people as Beis Chalutzanal. Continues the Mishnah, V'nikra Shmo b'Yisrael Beis Chalutzanal, and the name shall be called, then his name should be known as the house where the shoe was taken off, Mitzvah B'Dayanin. It's a mitzvah for the judges to say this, Chalutzanal, the shoe that was taken off, to answer after her, v'lo mitzvah b'talmidim. But it was not a duty for the talmidim, for the students who were sitting in the Beis Din during the chalitza. They didn't have to say this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's a mitzvah for everybody. Mitzvah kol lo imdim shom lomer. It's a mitzvah for all those who are standing there to repeat, chalutzanal, chanutzanal, chanutzanal, three times. The shoe was taken off, the shoe was taken off, the shoe was taken off. And that is the halacha. The halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yehuda, that everybody present should state three times the words chalutzanal, not just the dayan and not just the judges. Perek Shlosha Asar, we go to the 13th chapter, Mishnah Aleph. This chapter deals with the marriage of a minor, a girl who is underage, and the ability of getting out of such a marriage with what's known as miyun. Miyun means just simply refusing, rather than having any formal get. Now, a father is the only one who's able to be mekadesh his young daughter underage, under 12, to a man where the marriage will be min haTorah, recognized as a marriage. And then she will definitely need a get. But anyone else, if the father died, for example, anyone else who marries her off, that marriage is only mirabanan if she is a minor. And she can get out of it by doing what? By doing what's called miyun. Before she reaches the age of 12 and has her signs of adulthood, the pubic hairs, before she is a bas mitzvah girl, she's able to simply refuse a husband and says, I don't want him. She leaves the marriage without even get required. That's because the whole marriage was only mirabanan anyway. It wasn't enough to her marriage. She doesn't need a get. Now, based in, upon her doing this refusal, would give her a document to document the fact that she has given miyun. She has given her refusal. She doesn't want to stay anymore with this man. And she can do this. Now, there is a situation where even where the father did marry her off, and it's a proper marriage minat Torah, where miyun could work. And that would happen if the father married her off initially to a man, then she got widowed from that man, the man died, or she got divorced from him. And this all happens when she's still a minor, she's still a katana. We call her, the expression is yesoma b'chayav, we call her an orphan in the life of the father, because she's out of the clutches of the father now. The father has no jurisdiction over her, can't marry off a second time. And if she still gets married now to another man while she's a katana, then she can do miyun. As long as she's a katana, she can do miyun. She can just get out of the marriage by refusing to stay with the person. Our Mishnah is going to bring five sets of arguments between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the topic of miyun, in the topic of a katana giving miyun. Beis Shammai Yomrim, Beis Shammai Perik, Shloshel Sar Mishnah Aleph. Beis Shammai Yomrim, Ein Memanin Ela Rusos. Who can do miyun? Only a girl who's just reached the stage of kiddushin. That means that the man gave a kiddushin, she was under 12, her mother married her off to this man or her brothers, and the Chachamim now gave her the opportunity, she can do miyun as long as she's a ketana, she does not need a get. Beis Shammai say it'll only work if they've only reached kiddushin stage. But the loy, it will not work if she's had a nisuin already, if she's already had a chuppah, if she's already been living with him, then they can't do it anymore. What's the reason for that? The Gemara explains the reason, because Beis Shammai hold a person would not want to go all the bother of making a sudas nisuin and lose it. And if she's able to do miyun, then people won't want to marry her. Beis Hillel say miyun can be done, refusing a marriage and just getting out of it like that, can be done whether she's had kiddushin or even gone as far as nisuin. As long as she is a katana, as long as she's a minor, she can just get up one day and say to the beis din, or sin see to whom, I don't want him anymore. And she goes out without a get. Beis Hillel are not concerned that people will be worried about, oh, but the chasna that I spent on the meal and the reception, it'll be spoiled. They're not worried about that. They'd say that's not going to happen. Beis Shammai Yomrim, Babal v'lo b'yaldam. Beis Shammai say that an orphaned girl can give miyun to her husband, only to her husband, her orus, the one who gave her kiddushin, but not to the yavam. If her husband died without children, for example, and there's a surviving brother there, she can't give miyun to that. She can only get out of this connection, this zikah that the yavam has on her, by waiting until she becomes an adult, over bas mitzvah, and then she does chalitza. Miyun will not help. They say that a minor can be memain, she can refuse, whether she is with a husband, whether it's to a husband that she's married to, or whether it's a yavam. Even if her husband dies and she now falls before the yavam, she can say, I don't want you. And that'll get out of it. She won't need a yibum. She won't need zikah. She won't need chalitza. She gets out of it and she's free of any connection to the yavam. As long as she's a ketana, as long as she's still a minor. And she can go get married to someone else. However, she can't get married to the yavam. Once she loses that opportunity, she can't get married to the yavam. And that's because at the time that her husband died, she was called, inverted commas, she was already called Eishes Achiv. She was called the wife of his brother. And if there are two brothers, and she gave miyun to one, she is mutter to the other. Beis Shammai Emre, Beis Shammai say, Befonov, she can only do the miyun in front of the husband. And that is because we want her to be embarrassed, and we don't want her to give miyun. We, to discourage it, we say, has to be done in front of the husband, so she'll think twice about doing it. They said, no, she has a right, every right to refuse the marriage, whether in presence of her husband or not, and it'll be valid. It has to be done in a beistin, beistin of three judges, experts. It can be done in front of a beistin, even if they're not experts, even three people that are just ordinary people, laymen, that she can do mian in front of them as well. She can do an official refusal then as well. The halacha is actually even more lenient. The Gemara says halacha is that she can even do mean in front of just two eidim, two witnesses. Amar lahen Beisil b'shamay. Beisil said to b'shamay, Mimo enes v'hi katana, she can do mean when she is a minor, afilu abo'a v'chamish apam, even if it's with four or five times in a row. She gets married to another man with mean, and she can do mean again, and then if she gets married to another person, she mean again, as long as she is a minor. The girls, Jewish girls are not hefker. They're not just let loose like that. You can't allow that. Not just handing them over to husband after husband and getting out of each relationship without a get. No way. Even if it's only kiddushin, Beis Shammai say, no, you can't do that. Ela bat, Beis Shammai say, memayenes umamtenes ad shetagdil usmoin besenasa. She can give me in once and wait from giving a kiddushin until she gets older, until she's an adult, and then when she can't do mean anymore, that's what we prefer. Or usamoyin v'sanasa, or do mean once now, and get married properly with a prop, not just kiddushin, but with nisuin, and then she can't do nisuin anyway. Beis Shammai say, no, we don't want her to do mean more than once. Once she's done it, that's it. It's interesting, Tosfos Yom Tov notes that in this fifth machlokes, the Mishnah uses the expression Omer lahen Beisil b'shamay, which it didn't do the first four machlokes. And Tosfos Yom Tov says the reason for that is because this is the only machlokes that the Mishnah explicitly gives the reason for Beis Shammai, why they did it. Benos Yisrael not hafka. And that's why the machlokes is also expressed, or the dialogue is expressed in this slightly different manner, Omr lahen Beis Shammai le Beis Shammai.